Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4574.
Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
That person would be my mother. She divorced my dad when I was about 4 and raised me and my brother. And she's always been the strongest person I've ever known. So that would be my answer.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be someone who, I guess, is looked upon as a caring and kind person. I guess in work I aspire to keep climbing the ranks that I'm in right now and hopefully attain a management position.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I would describe myself as kind, funny, witty, and able to appreciate the small things.
What types of things make you happy?
Friends and family definitely make me happy. Being able to travel somewhere that I've never been to makes me happy. And trying new things. I always think that new experiences, just new things in general, are very important to do to fulfill a life.
What types of things make you sad?
Not a lot. I guess I try to be a happy person most of the time. My grandpa died when I was very young. I do still think about that at times, and that makes me fairly sad. But there's not a lot that I really try to get down on myself about or sad, but that would probably be one thing.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
I come from a very small town and lived on a farm growing up, and I think that probably shaped my world in the way where I appreciate, like I said, small things. I appreciate hard work. It was nice growing up in that kind of environment and where it's a very tight-knit place, and you just kind of take those values of small-town living and still, try to live by them.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I would say I have the ability to look at both sides of a situation, and I guess I don't try to cast judgment hardly ever, I guess, and if I do, I like to have all the facts before I would, and so I think I don't jump to conclusions. I like to get the facts, look at both sides of the story, and then form an opinion based on that.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Most admirable, I would say, are loyalty, good communication skills, and I would say just overall kindness and, a willingness to open a door for an old lady, I guess, would be an example, something like that. It seems like those kind of things are fading, but that would impress me, just an overall, I guess, kindness and respect towards other people.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what quality do you like least?
I like the fact that I try to make every situation fairly humorous. I guess even if it's, even if most people wouldn't see it as a humorous thing, I think I can kind of take a spin on it and just kind of, not sweat it, I guess, is a big deal. But that would be the number one thing, I guess, that I can, I guess, bring to a situation.
And what quality do you like least?
Quality I like least about myself? I would say, as driven as I am, I'm probably rarely satisfied. I guess it's tough to just kind of sit back and be like, yeah, that was good enough. We're good to go. I'm always probably looking for more and pushing for more, which is, I don't know, can probably seem like an unattainable thing at times.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
My mom especially instilled hard work and loyalty. Raising kids on her own, being a teacher. You saw that every day. You saw how driven she was. You know, I knew my mom was smart. She taught me how to play sports. She taught me, you know, everything that I came up growing up with, she instilled in me. And I guess that would be, as a parent, just something that I saw. And, you know, I never wanted to disappoint her growing up. So that was a big deal to me not to do that.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
When I spend time with my family, we generally just like to, you know, go back to the farm. It's just kind of slower living. Going out to eat, going to movies, watching movies, I guess, at home. We'll go to sporting events together, stuff like that. And maybe a trip or two, but it's nice to just, you know, kind of, we'll go see grandma, I guess, when I go, you know, go back home, and just having conversations with mom about how life is going. And it's that's one of my favorite things, just to kind of catch up with everything when I do get to go back home.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why was this gift so special?
That's a good question. It's probably a Barry Sanders football jersey that I wore a lot when I was a kid. I am a pretty big sports guy, so I guess sports presents would be the best, like a football, I guess, or a basketball that I would just have to use outside and then I could just, you know, have as my own.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Activities? I really enjoyed sports. I've always enjoyed sports. I've never been like a big video game person or anything like that. So I guess I love to get outside. I would build forts outside. We would build like clubhouses in the barn out of like hay bales and stuff. Or, you know, it was always going outside and playing with my younger brother. And so I always kind of had that person to, I guess, play basketball with or play catch with or something like that. But those are my favorite activities growing up.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
I will admit I'm not the biggest book person. I guess growing up I remember reading The Adventures of Huck Finn, and that always seemed like a crazy thing that, you know, somebody would go do. But that would probably be my favorite book that I've ever read. I have not read a lot of books, but that one would probably be it.
What is your favorite word and why?
Probably disciplined. I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite word. Disciplined or respect. I guess witty. That's a good word too. Yeah, we'll go with witty.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
I saw Silver Linings Playbook, and I liked it a lot. I thought it was great.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch baseball. That's probably my number one sport. But I also watch football and basketball, and maybe just a little bit of hockey.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I like to travel for fun when I can. I like to go places that are warm. I like to just hang out with friends, whether it be just at a house or going out to a restaurant or something like that. And also sporting events and concerts. I do like to go to the actual game or to an actual show, and, you know, taking a live performance, it's kind of refreshing.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I want to say that I'm a creative person. As far as ways I express it, it would probably be through creative, like, texting and stuff like that with my friends. Otherwise, I do make, like, homemade birthday cards and Christmas cards for like my grandma and people like that, just because I think it's more personal and they probably appreciate it a little bit more.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Not especially. I've gotten maybe Ben Affleck once or twice, and then I also got the lead guy from the show Jag. And I think his name is like David James Elliott or something like that. But I can make a pretty good Bruce Willis face if I need to. Other than that, that's probably about it.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you've faced and its impact on you.
Boy, as far as achievement, I played college baseball, and I remember my very first time that I got to start a game, and I was a freshman, and I was completely nervous, but it was one of the most kind of, I guess, nerve-wracking and thrilling experiences of my life, where I'll never forget how my legs were shaking beforehand, and then I went out, and I actually did pretty well, and I was proud of myself and called home and called mom, and you know, it was just something that I'll never forget.
Choose a prominent person whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
Wow. I am a big fan of Pearl Jam. I would probably interview Eddie Vedder if I had the chance. Him or Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan was a very big influence on me growing up. I watched all his videos and saw all his games, and it would be, you know, I always think like who I would be nervous around, and those two would probably be the two people where I would be nervous, but I would love to have a conversation with them.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
When I quit a job to take another job. I had been at a job for 2.5 years, and I wasn't happy, and I guess I wasn't happy with the management and where I thought the company was going, so I quit, and I took another job with a different company, and I've been there for almost 10 years, and I can't be happier, so.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Boy, there is a song, this is odd, but Coldplay has a song called Fix You, and I would always listen to it and just kind of realize that people can't be fixed. People need to fix themselves. And I don't know, for some reason that song just always makes me wonder about that, and just it takes me to like a deeper place than just a regular like pop song would. So I guess that's something that I can think of, I guess.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to be laying on a beach in Mexico. Probably what I would like to be doing, yeah.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I would like to be with my brother. I guess I don't know if I should say, but he's in Afghanistan right now, and he's been there for 6 months. It would be nice to see him again. So it's been a long time, so it would be nice to catch up with him.
What is your approach to life?
My approach is work hard and probably play hard as well. I guess when my last moments are up, I guess I don't want to be looking back and think that I missed out on a lot. So I guess I try to consume as much life as I can.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
It would probably be when my mom's father, my grandfather, died. I had never really had anybody close to me die before. And he was very close, and it makes you realize, I guess, the void that is left when somebody like that leaves your life, and also, I guess, it's cliche, but how short life is. And, yeah, ever since then, it's been, you know, never take anything for granted, all those kind of things, just where you want to live life as much as you can, and I guess also make as many people happy as you can, too. I have a very good relationship with my grandma, and I always have and always will, so that it probably strengthened that as well.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Well, recently I got a pretty big raise and bonus and a very good, I guess, news at work. It's just, it was a great moment. I was really proud of myself, I guess, for kind of stepping up for myself and, you know, proving my worth to the company that I work for. And I was happy that they responded and, I guess, saw that also in me.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Who is your favorite actor?
That's tough. I would probably say I love Robert De Niro. I love his, you know, his monster movies like Casino and Goodfellas, I think, are great. I always thought Val Kilmer was great also. He hasn't done much lately. But, yeah, I guess just people that come off as authentic and that you can kind of tell that it's not hard for them to act, which is kind of nice when it seems more natural.
What is your favorite dinner?
Favorite dinner is a good cheeseburger or a filet mignon. I will go, if I'm going fancy, I'm going that. But a good burger I've always loved. I would get that for like my birthday dinner growing up.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Well, I love Yahtzee. I still love Yahtzee. And I loved it growing up just because I love math, I love numbers, and it's kind of a game based around that, trying to, you know, add up the biggest score and beat your opponent.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Craziest thing I've ever done? I've jumped from a deck about 12 feet up into a kiddie pool in the dark. And so, that was it. Or I thought that a habanero pepper was plastic, and I put it in my mouth and chewed it, and I realized quickly that it wasn't plastic, and I probably drank about a half gallon of milk and ate a half a loaf of bread to try to combat the hotness.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I take a shower first thing in the morning. Yeah, I hop in and that kind of wakes me up for the day.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
I wish I could play guitar or speak Italian. And I've tried briefly with guitar, but it just didn't take. So I think I'm going to give up on that.
What is your favorite season and why?
Definitely summer. I like the warm weather way more than the cold weather.
What matters to you most?
Probably, I guess, being happy in my own life and then also making my mom proud. I guess it doesn't really apply much now that I'm older and an adult, but I guess I would never want to make her feel sad or hurt her in any way. It's very important to me that we always have a good relationship, and I never think that we won't, but, yeah, she is still very important to me, and I, you know, of the few people whose opinions I really care about in life, she would probably be number one, followed by grandma and my brother and those type of people.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you unless someone specifically asked you this question.
I've always kind of wanted to be a writer of some sort. I guess nobody's really asked me that. Like, if I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, I've always envisioned myself like on a show like Saturday Night Live being a writer or something, or maybe even an actor part-time, but I feel like I could think of funny skits, funny situations that I could probably write, and I think that'd be a fun job.
What is the funniest thing that has ever happened to you?
I was in the Las Vegas airport, and I went into the women's bathroom and did not notice it until I was done. And I ran out of there as soon as I realized all the toilets were regular toilets and there were no urinals in there.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
You know, even though I don't have animals, I feel strongly about animal protection and the environment. I guess the environment as a whole, too. I think it's important that, you know, people take notice of those sorts of things. And, you know, I go to the zoo and you kind of think, well, how much longer are these animals going to be around if this, you know, if certain things keep happening, if, you know, I believe in global warming and stuff like that, and I guess those types of things, climate change and things like that, they just, those are important to me. I want to see, I don't know, steps taken, I guess, or, you know, protection, stuff like that for things that are especially endangered and things like that.
What is your favorite joke?
My favorite joke has been a guy and his dog walk into a bar, and the guy tells the bartender that could he have a free drink if he can get his dog to talk. Bartender goes, okay. And the guy goes to his dog, and he goes, what's on top of a house? And he goes, roof, roof. He goes, see, he said roof. So, can I get that free drink now? The bartender goes, no, every dog can say that, obviously. He goes, well, okay, give me another chance. And he goes, okay. He goes, what's on the outside of trees? And he goes, bark, bark. He goes, see, he said bark. Can I get that free drink now? And he goes, no, every dog can say that, too. This is getting old. He goes, give me one last chance. He goes, okay. Then he turns to his dog and goes, who's the greatest baseball player in the world? He goes, Ruth, Ruth. He goes, look, he said Babe Ruth. Bartender's fed up, throws him out of the bar, and as they're walking down the street, the dog looks up and says, you think I should have said DiMaggio? That always gets me some reason, and it's the stupid jokes that usually do.
If you were a superhero, who would you be, and what would your power be?
I'd probably be Batman. That was not just based on the really good movies, but, you know, he's rich, he's handsome. But I guess a power I'd like to have is probably flying. I think that's maybe every kid's dream, is to be able to just get up and fly. So I guess maybe a cross between Batman and Superman.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
If I was invisible, wow. I would probably go to the White House, maybe just sneak around and see what it's like. Maybe try to find out the truth on JFK, stuff like that. That's probably where I'd go.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
They came over from Germany, I'm guessing on a boat.
Why did you choose accounting as your line of work?
I chose accounting. I have a degree in financial management and managerial accounting, and I guess numbers have always came fairly easy to me, and, you know, I like it, too. I like organizing numbers. I like how making sense out of numbers and, I guess, projecting things like that. You know, it's always been just something that I like. I guess it's the nerd in me coming out.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
You know, I'm still learning things in my work. And, you know, whether it be different laws that are passed, I guess, by, you know, the state or the federal government and things like that. But, yeah, I guess I just, learning new things is it always keeps you on your toes, and You know, there are things that I do every day that are the same, but it's not, I guess, as boring as maybe people make it sound it to be.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
10 years from now, I hope to be married. If I'm not, though, I always kind of tell myself, you know, meeting somebody isn't something that you can force in your life. When you do, then that's when bad things happen. But I guess fairy tale world, I would probably see myself married with two kids, doing well in my job. Being a good dad. I do think that I would be a pretty good dad if, you know, if given the opportunity. So that's probably where.
Tell me what you consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening? I would think a nice dinner at, you know, something a little bit better than Arby's, maybe. So, I would probably start with dinner. I probably wouldn't do a movie because I'd like to have a conversation with the person. I guess some event where, you know, I guess if I really wanted to be romantic, you could go to, well, I don't know. I'm more simple than that. Like my dates would be like mini golf or something very casual and low key. I think that's the type of person I am. And I think that's where I'd be most comfortable. And they'd probably be more willing to open up to the person. And they'd probably appreciate that more than, I don't know, watching an opera or something.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
For myself, I guess they would have to be somewhat tall. I'm 6'4", so that athletic, smart, able to take a joke and able to tell a joke, good at communication, I think is very important. And I guess loyalty and honesty is very important as well.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Probably a massage after a terrible day at work. Or a nice meal. You know, like Chinese takeout.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I decided to participate because I guess I wanted to give people who aren't able, I guess, to conceive a child naturally, the chance to have a child. I guess I kind of view the type of people, I guess, in my head that would come to a sperm donation place are the type of people that, you know, probably have their life together, probably have everything in their life set out except for the one thing that's missing. And I guess if I can be a small part of their life and give them that, you know, would probably take their life's happiness to who knows where, but I'm guessing it would probably be one of the most wonderful things in their life that I had a small part in being able to help. And, you know, it's not a big burden on me, so it's more the helping aspect rather than the financial aspect for sure.
Is there a message you'd like to add for anyone listening to this interview?
If you're listening to this interview, I hope that you live life as much as you can. And I guess don't worry about the big things. Don't sweat the small stuff. Appreciate the small things. And I guess find the things that make you happy in life and hold on to them.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4574.